Will the House please come to order? Will members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to indicate their presence by voting? Will clerk please take the roll?
38 members present.
Representative Barnes?
Mr. Speaker, Representative Fasken and Szymanski are excused from the call of the House today. However, I note Representative Fasken's presence in the chamber.
Will the members please rise for the invocation by Reverend Art Knight, Douglas Community United Methodist Church.
Lord, as this week of labor begins, we recognize that this House stands at an early point in its work and that a tremendous forbidding task lies ahead. The members will need your strength and inspiration in the days and weeks ahead, and they will need vision. It is difficult to keep the way amid the mass of ideas and hopes and wants lying at the heart of the legislative process. So we ask, perhaps most of all, that the eyes of faith be opened. Let the members of this body see clearly what they must do and the directions this state must take if the people are to be well and truly served and our laws bring forth justice. Amen.
Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the prayer will be spread on the journal. This brings us to certification of the journal. Will the clerk please certify the journal for the 5th, 6th, and 7th legislative days?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 5th, 6th, and 7th days.
Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 5th, 6th, and 7th days be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. This brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction? Representative Flood.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery B, I'd like to introduce my closest friend and the mother of my son, my wife, Myrna.
Representative Hurlburt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And Gallery B is a good friend of mine, a constituent from Mountain Village, Eddie Beans.
Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. MedAlert, in a nutshell, are these little transmitters that fit or that you hang around your neck, the older people in homes that have medical problems, and if they have a problem, they push this and they get immediate medical attention. I'd like to introduce to you the project manager for that particular program in Anchorage is Janet Moyer, and she's in Gallery B. To welcome her, please.
Are there further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Dated January 21st, 1983. Dear Mr. Speaker, pursuant to applicable law, I submit the following names for legislative confirmation of appointment to the position noted. University of Alaska Board of Regents, appointed to 8-year terms beginning February 7, 1983. Mr. Gordon Evans, Juneau. Mr. Roy Hundorf, Anchorage. Ms. Ann Parrish, Anchorage. Ms. Ruth Burnett, Fairbanks. Signed sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor.
I'd like to send that, copy that letter along with the resumes of the proposed new members to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee so that they can hold a confirmation hearing.
I have no further messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Other communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
House Joint Resolution Number 18 by Lindauer. relating to the provision of right-of-way corridors for the Alaska Railroad and oil and gas pipelines.
Resources, Transportation, and Finance Committees.
House Joint Resolution Number 19 by Grusendorf and Jaroff, relating to United States observers on foreign fishing vessels.
Special Committee on Fisheries and the Resource Committee.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 19 by Fritz, Hayes, Jaroff, Cato, Lindauer, and Jemanski. An act repealing the Certificate of Need program and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and the Finance Committees.
House Bill 109 by Pestinger, Furness, and Bussell. An act relating to criminal prosecution of minors.
Judiciary and Finance.
House Bill 110 by M.M. Miller. An act relating to an avalanche and fire weather forecasting system and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 111 by Lindauer. An act relating to investments and deposits of public money with foreign banks.
Labor and Commerce and Finance.
House Bill 112 by Cato and Jaroff. An act relating to the maintenance and improvement of health facilities.
State Affairs, Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
House Bill 113 by Locker and Furness. An act making a special appropriation to the Scholarship Revolving Loan Fund and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
House Bill 114 by Euling and Ward. An act relating to location of the second session of the 13th Legislature and the first session of the 14th Legislature.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 115 with a fiscal note and a letter by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to the brown and grizzly bear tag requirement for Alaska residents and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 116 with a letter and a zero fiscal note by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to financial institution examination fees and assessments and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. There is no daily calendar. The next item of business is unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the body? Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Pestinger be excused from the call of the House on January the 29th, 30th, and 31st, and that Representative Dick Schultz be excused from the call of the House February the 16th and 17th.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the members will be excused on the dates requested. Representative Miller. The House, please stand at ease. The daily order of business, we're down to unfinished business. Is there further unfinished business to come before the body? The two items that I'd like to take care of was brought to my attention during the at ease that House Bill 113, which was read across this morning, should have another committee referral. I referred it to finance. I'd like to change the referral to the special committee on loans and then the finance committee. Also, House Bill 113, we will go to special committee on loans and then to finance. Representative Clarkson, House, please stand at ease. Come back to order. I'm going to try House Bill 113 one more time. It was brought to my attention during the at ease that properly should go to Health, Education, and Social Services. I've discussed the referral with the Special Committee on Loans, and we've agreed that would be a better referral. So without objection, I'm going to change the referral on House Bill 113 to Health, Education, and Social Services, and then Finance Committee. Also, regarding some referrals that were made last week before the establishment of special committees, I want to add referrals to three bills. House Bill 5, which is a bill dealing with the maximum length of salmon seine vessels, I want to add a committee referral. It would be the Special Committee on Fisheries and then Resources. And then House Bill 15 regarding the eligibility of commercial fishing loans would be referred first to the Special Committee on Loans, then Resources, and then Finance. And House Joint Resolution 10, which is a resolution that opposes the halibut moratorium and establishes a shearer system, would be referred first to the Special Committee on Fisheries and then Resources. Is there further unfinished business to come before the body? Representative Fritz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Regarding House Bill 84, which has to do with an act relating to smoking in public places and vehicles, I would ask that the referral to the Resources Committee be withdrawn, because I've consulted with the co-chairman and they agree that that could be done as far as they were concerned.
The proper way to handle that is that the Resource Committee can ask that the bill be waived, although I think it would be more appropriate to do that after it has gone through state affairs and the bill has it rests in the Resource Committee. Then the Resource Chairman can rise and waive the bill, and we'll send it on to the next committee if at that time he doesn't want to deal with it. That would be satisfactory, Dr. Fritz. Further unfinished business to come before the body? Announcement of committee meetings. Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Finance Committee will be meeting jointly with the Senate Finance Committee today at 1:30 for the budget overview by the Office and Management. This will be held in the Senate Finance Room. Mr. Speaker, tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning, we'll have a hearing on HCR 3 relating to the cancellation of the contract provided for television coverage of the legislature. And also in your box today, you'll have a agenda of the House Finance Committee meeting scheduled from Monday all the way till February 2nd in your box on overviews of the 18 agencies. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Tischer.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to announce that the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee will be meeting in room 112 today at 1 o'clock to review House Bill 335 and 73 and receive testimony. They are all alike as far as subject matter, and the subject matter is an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Education Department for payment of school districts under the Public School Foundation Program and providing for an effective date. In addition, on Wednesday, January 26th, and Friday, January 28th, in room 112, there will be a joint House-Senate HES Committee meeting that will review and hear testimony on Executive Order 54, requesting that the Division of Corrections under Health and Social Services be moved to a Department of Corrections.
Representative Passenger.
Mr. Speaker, the Education Subcommittee will hold an overview and a work session at 11:30 on Thursday, January 27th, in the House Finance Committee Room.
Are there other committee announcements? Representative Schultz.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, there'll be a joint House Senate meeting today at 1:30 in the Resource Room 118. Commissioner of Resources will be there to give us an overview of the department's priorities.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a Democratic Minority Caucus in the Butrovich Room following the session today.
Representative Miller.
Quick announcements. While I'm on my feet, I'll just remind members that the Municipal League and the City and Borough of Juneau have invited members to a reception honoring the legislature and the Sheffield administration at the Baranoff-Gastineau Suite tonight between 5 and 6:30. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to, at this time also to direct your attention to another invitation, which I believe all of you received. It's an invitation to the House of Wickersham, and we are divided into two groups. And so I'm not sure which night each of you have been invited, but all the members have been invited to the House of Wickersham, and I'd like to take this opportunity to particularly suggest and recommend that members attend that reception, as it were, because you'll find it not only a very pleasurable experience, but a very historically enlightening experience. All of us, of course, are aware of Judge Wickersham and the really giant role he played in the history of Alaska during all the years of his life. And much of the judge's records and items that he's accumulated over the years are in the House of Wickersham. The House of Wickersham itself, the house itself, is a historic site. It's well worth your time to attend that session. What you will receive is basically the same tour that visitors receive in the summertime. It's a tour that I've never heard anybody complain about at all. In fact, people are always very enthusiastic about it. Includes the flaming sourdough waffle at the end of the tour that Ruth Allman, the gal that operates, is very famous for. And so whichever date that has been selected for you, I would strongly recommend that you make arrangements to attend. And in fact, I'd go as far as to suggest that if it's not convenient for you to attend that date, perhaps check with me and I can maybe arrange to have a swap made so that you can attend in somebody else's place and they can attend in yours. Because I think all of us will appreciate that tour. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Juneau Visitors Council is sponsoring a Welcome to Juneau Legislators Dinner on February the 8th. The dinner will be from 6:30 p.m. at Eagle Crest Lodge.
Representative Cato.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, I would like to remind the legislators and their spouses that on January 29th and Saturday, February the 5th, there will be a jet foil demonstration held at the Aurora Wharf. The time set for this demonstration has not yet been set. You may check with my staff on the first floor, room 128, to pick up your tickets. These tickets are limited to two per legislator. And we would appreciate you all taking part in this demonstration.
Are there any other announcements of committee meetings? Any other announcements? This brings us to special orders. Representative Flood.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to request the privilege of the floor to speak about today's news.
You have the floor, Representative Flood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This morning's news carried a story that we should all pay special attention to as we undertake our review of the proposed FY84 budget process. The OPEC oil ministers have once again been unable to reach an agreement on the price or the quantity of oil produced from those nations, and the threat of a price war on the world oil market again looms before us. As we all know, the world price of oil has a major effect on the price and quantity of Alaskan oil. The lower the world price, the less demand there is for Alaskan oil. And the state's revenues from oil taxes and royalties, of course, decline. Mr. Speaker, these developments once again require the body to take an extremely close look at the governor's proposed FY84 budget and revenue projections on which it's based. As a legislative body, we are charged with the responsibility to prudently manage the state's money. And we should be conservative in our revenue projections and adjust our anticipated outlays accordingly. The governor's proposed budget spends every dime that we're expected to take in the next year, which means the declines in expected revenues must also be reflected in reductions in the state's budget. I call on the governor to reevaluate his proposed budget in light of this morning's news. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are there further special orders? Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday, January the 26th, 1983.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday morning.